This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us on this fine Tuesday. Bring your back, play me my three more days till Friday.
We got three more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear.
All right, it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
I really love her voice on that song.
So good.
She is really good. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere, so the Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now, thanks to Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice work.
I'd be interested. You know, yesterday I randomly, we were talking about albums, and one of my favorite albums is Master of Puppets, because we were talking about Metallica, and I mentioned, like, I think it's a perfect album. And a bunch of people started writing in their favorite, like the albums they think are perfect. Yeah. And we never even got back to it because we were just off on to other stuff.
Right.
And even someone wrote in, what did you say about Kate Bush? Which I went, oh, God, how did we get here?
Someone
fully wrote in and went, yeah, that album, Sarah, yes, whatever that is.
Such a good record.
What is it?
The Sensual World.
By Kate Bush.
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway.
So freaking great.
So that's just one of those things where I thought, geez, that is, I wish we'd gotten back to that. And we have probably another couple of those coming up today. I'll try to do a better job circling back for some of those subjects. Anyway, where to begin? We'll begin here. Georgia voters head to the polls today for a pair of runoff elections. Today's the day.
Come on, Georgia.
So it's a big deal. And here's why. And if you've been hearing about this, you say, well, what the hell? What the heck? I mean, sheesh, what am I doing? Anyway, Peach State voters will decide whether Republicans return to Washington, two of them, or if Democratic challengers will take their place. All four ran in the November 3rd election last year, but none got enough votes under state law to win the seats outright. So today is a chance for these two seats to finally get settled. If the Democrats can win, that changes the makeup at the Senate and how things will go going forward for the country. So it's weirdly one of these super important runoffs.
Yeah.
If even one Republican wins, then the majority stays with the Republicans, and that changes what Biden can get done. So
they both need to be Democrat for it to be.
They both got to be won by Democrats, and that puts the winning vote in the vice president, the tie-breaking vote in the new vice president's hands. Mm. That's Kamala Harris. So that's why people are making a big deal about this vote. It goes down today. We should know. Well, we probably won't know tonight, but there's that.
All right. I can't wait to find out.
I mean, it's going to have a lot to do with what, yes, it's a lot to do with what gets done going forward. So it's interesting.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to do a couple fast facts for you.
Oh, I love that.
Fast facts. Johnny Cash's birth. Do you like Johnny Cash?
Yeah. He's as like a societal signpost. Like he, you see what his, I'm not crazy for his music.
All right. Johnny Cash's birth name wasn't Johnny. He didn't even have a first name.
Oh, it wasn't Sue.
His parents gave him the initials J.R.
Oh.
They couldn't think of a name. So they just gave him J.R. Huh. When he enlisted in the Air Force, they said, you're going to have a name. And so he said, all right, I'll be John.
Oh.
John Cash. How's that?
It's really weird.
It
is
so weird. Yeah, I thought that was like, wow. You find yourself in the Army recruiting
my name is J.R.
and having to go, I'll take John. Solid name.
Sure. Some of my favorite people are named John.
Yeah.
Every time I hear this song, I think about giving birth.
Why?
Because my doctor was like, push through the ring of fire. I'm like, really? The ring of fire? God.
Is that what it feels like?
It burns,
man, like a ring of fire. He actually said it to me, both kids. He delivered both my babies. It's like, push through the ring of fire. And I just, like, the second time through, I'm like, this is your shtick. Like, there's probably a million girls out there who have given birth, and this guy delivered the kid, and they're like, oh, yeah, the ring of fire, sure.
They told my cousin that, too.
Oh, no, so this is a common thing, the ring of fire.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
You know, I never got to hear that
push
term.
Push through the ring of fire. The ring of fire.
But you didn't answer my question. Is that what it feels like?
Yeah.
My God.
Listen, giving birth is pretty. And I was like, load me up. Give me all the stuff. And it's still quite uncomfortable. Wow.
Really?
Ring of fire. He fell into the ring of fire. That doesn't sound good. The ring of fire.
So this song reminds
every
you
time
of
I hear
your kids.
Yes, that's every time I hear the ring of fire, I snicker to myself, you know.
I did it. I pushed through the ring of fire.
I did it, yes.
Twice, not once, twice. Yeah, I mean, I know that it hurts, but clearly it's not bad enough to keep you from going back.
They say that there's some actual chemical thing in you that makes it so you can go back. That there's some kind of a thing that damps down your memories of what childbirth was like that makes it possible for a woman to go through it again.
I'm sure there must be, in all of the women that have given birth over all of the many years, there have to be plenty of women who said, nope, I won't feel that pain again.
Right.
None. Zero. Yeah. Not doing it. And for that reason, as opposed to, wow, this is way too hard. I don't want to work this hard in my life. I'm done with one.
Right.
One and done.
Yeah.
Just the pain alone.
Sure.
Well, anyway.
Ask Christina later if they said anything about a ring of fire. Maybe you
I was there.
That.
I never heard it.
Yeah.
No. No. And I was just over our vacation. I was telling my daughter the story of her birth, and she was riveted to it.
Oh, like, they want to hear it all the time. Tell me everything.
Completely glued to the fact, like, I go, well, I woke up to go to work. This was a show day, and mom had dropped the first sign of your coming onto the wood floor in our bedroom, and I took a picture of her broken water, and my daughter's like, you do? Can I see it?
And did you show it to her?
Of course. Of course I have the picture. I mean, that's the first sign of our first kid. Ooh. There it was on our wood floor right next to the bed. Fun. Anyway, she was just totally into the whole thing. Like, tell me everything I want to know. Including me going, I'm going to go to work. And then the missus is like, we're having this kid. No, you're not driving
not
to the city
me.
Today.
I'm in labor.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, where was I? Oh, fast facts. There are several animals that are immune to snake and scorpion venom, including pigs, hedgehogs, and skunks.
Oh.
What good is that information? It's not. I just thought I'd read it.
That's interesting, though, that they can
take it and
I wonder
get on
if
down the road.
Maybe that's where antivenom comes from, like something from pigs or skunks or something. Pigs, skunks, and what?
Pigs, hedgehogs, and skunks.
Hedgehogs.
Are immune to snake and scorpion venom. Listen, do you have a favorite season?
Probably summer.
You know, most people...
I love fall.
It came in as a three-way tie. It's official. Winter sucks.
Yeah.
Everything else was basically cool.
Yeah.
Spring, summer, fall, all fine. Spring beat everybody by 1%.
Oh, wow.
It was spring 30%, fall 29%, summer 28%, and then winter was way down, and then others went, who cares? Which is fine.
When I was a kid, I used to love winter. Then when I started having to like drive places in snow, I wasn't all that into it. And it can be depressing out here where it just rains every day, you know. Give you the blues.
Like, I thought yesterday was kind of cool where we had a good solid rain all morning. I was stuck in with the kid.
Yeah.
And at one point, the missus took them out to run in the rain.
Which is fun. That's great. That's good kid stuff, right?
There's the day's event. Everybody put your masks on. We're going to go run in the rain.
Yay! Splashing puddles. Yeah, I liked that it was raining because I didn't feel guilty at all about sitting on the couch watching Bridgerton all day.
Plowing through Bridgerton.
God, well, you know, if it was sunny out, you start to feel like I need to get outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I plowed through a couple hours of TV too, so I can't really say anything. I was totally locked into that. Martin Short shows up in The Morning Show, which is an Apple TV show with Jen Aniston.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Martin Short.
Me too.
And he's not the guy we all know and love, but he's great. For the opposite reason in this show.
Oh.
So a couple of his quotes, you're just like, oh, my God. He just said that. Okay.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that. The fact that you like it makes, I like a lot of the stuff you like.
Well, look, it's interesting for a couple reasons. One, we do a morning show. And although that's TV, there are parallels for sure. No doubt. And then as a woman, you'll be interested to see some of the stuff they're going through because it's the Matt Lauer story to some extent.
Right.
And so everybody's been working with this guy that they mostly like, except that he's got this other side where he's, you know, doing the his coworkers.
Right. Oh, that is not. Yeah, sure.
You know, and so that becomes part of the storyline. And that's when Martin Short arrives and you just go, oh, he just took it to another level. Wow. Okay.
Anyway, I can't wait to see it.
I'm fighting back telling you some of the
quotes.
Don't tell
me.
Right
don't tell me. Me
I'm
and you
fighting
can,
it back.
Once I see it, I'll call you and we can talk about it. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
No. I don't either. You're right. United Van Lines just released the results of its 44th annual study into moving patterns in the U.S. We've been hearing people are leaving California. Of course, businesses have left for their, you know, in their efforts to not be taxed and also to be
Texas.
Allowed to work wherever, whenever we want,
under
any conditions. So we know that, except that. For the third year in a row, New Jersey has the highest ratio of people leaving to people staying. Jersey. 70% of the moves involving New Jersey were out of state.
Oh.
I'm out of here.
70% of the moves in Jersey were out. That's incredible.
70% of moves involving New Jersey were outbound. It was followed by New York, Illinois, Connecticut, California makes the list, which... Look, that may be the case and whatever, but California has had an overflow of incoming since the 50s, probably. So, you know, a little change in that probably wouldn't hurt us. Might even do us some good.
Right. Sure.
On the other side, Idaho is where the highest ratio of people moving in to moving out is.
Idaho.
I went there. It's not a bad place.
Right.
There's snow. There's actual weather.
Yeah.
But I didn't hate it. I actually ended up choosing Eugene, Oregon as a small town to move to. And that went great for me. I loved it. But
Oregon is pretty high. A lot of Californians even just go up to Oregon.
Yeah. One of our engineers moved there. What was that?
10 years ago?
8, 10 years ago. Yeah. It was Andy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still up there, you know, working his farm. Seems like a lot of work in retirement to have a farm, but
that's enjoyable.
Well,
yeah, no, sure. I agree. I'm not anti that.
If I remember him explaining it, I believe one of the big joys for him was just going to be driving a tractor on his land.
He wanted to have so much lawn, he needed a tractor to cut it.
Yeah,
or so one of those that was like mowers.
Yeah. So yeah. He's. I don't know if he's got a farm as much as he's just driving a tractor around.
Having a big lawn and some chickens, farm.
All right.
Yeah, Callaway's the farmlet.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys said. 415 says, I moved to the Bay Area in 96. I love winter and miss it most.
Oh. You romanticize. Well, like when I think about winter, I think about snow days and ice skating and I guess skiing. But you start to think about like what it used to take to get your car dug out to get onto the icy road, and I crashed my car one time off the ice, and it's not fun to commute in.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, isn't your favorite season awards season?
No, that's actually my least favorite season. I actually hate award shows. I'm on record with that. Like I get it. My job is the celebrity reporter. I'm interested in celebrities, not their award shows.
408 says, I gave birth to twins and vowed from that day on, never again.
Mm.
Yeah, I have to believe it. There's plenty of people who just said, nope.
Yeah.
And not just because the kids are hard, but because that hurt like a, you know what?
Sure.
Not to mention.
If you had a terrible birth, too, I mean, some people really have horror stories.
I don't know if you remember that feeling of just being hung up. Like, now you're you're waiting for this child to decide it's going to arrive.
Yeah.
And I imagine the waiting there at the end. Like, I'm going to get in bed. My suitcase is packed.
Yeah.
Will tonight be the night?
Right.
That's got to be excruciating, too.
Yeah, that's no fun. You know, especially when you go past your due date, because then it's just like, okay, when in the F is this going to happen? Sean was 2 weeks late. I swear to God, I didn't even have any freaking stretch marks until that second week.
Damn it, Sean.
I know. Sean ruined me. Ring of fire. Okay.
You're not ruined. Would you stop
Thank
it?
Thank you, Bryn.
You're welcome. Burns. Thank you for that story.
707 so says, yeah, smelling a new baby. Took me 3 years to get preggo with the second. Being pregnant was miserable, but well worth it. Mm-hmm. All right. Yep, the ring of fire is a real thing. It's usually
it's the head.
Yeah.
Down there.
Mm-hmm. Once the head's out, everything just falls out.
Right. Well,
you know?
Oh, boy. All right. and what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The thing that's getting really weird that I teased you with earlier, there is a freaking crazy twist to a story I told you yesterday right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.